Dharma to this week's parasha is that on Yomim Noiroim we say one of the most intense parts of the tefillah is tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avirin esrei ha'gzeira. So we understand tshuva is important. Tshuva can take away gzeira roa because you get rid of all your averas. Tefillah, we understand you bespal the Rabbeinu Shlom to have rachmanis on you. How does tzedakah work? Tzedakah is a mitzvah. It could say tshuva, tefillah, Torah, ma'avirin esrei ha'gzeira. What's special about tzedakah compared to the 612 other mitzvahs? Why is that one ma'avirin esrei ha'gzeira? And the pshat is very partial. It's because Rabbeinu Shlom acts midah connected midah. In Avinu Malkeinu, the last one we say is Chanein v'aneinu kiyim bono masim asleim onu tzedakah. We ask Rabbeinu Shlom to do tzedakah with us. If we act in a way that we care about other people, we forgive other people, we give tzedakah to other people, we act with a midah of tzedakah in us, then the Rabbeinu Shlom will do tzedakah with us, midah connected midah. So tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, us giving tzedakah, ma'avirin esrei ha'gzeira. It's very appropriate that the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah is also Netzavim. Because Netzavim is Rosh HaTeves. We all know Chazal say in Bava Basra, tzedakah, tatzel, memovis, two psukim like that. And Rosh HaTeves of Netzavim is niten tzedakah b'seisa yinotzel memovis. Giving tzedakah in private will save a person from death. The Rosh Yeshiva asked this morning, the Kasha, the Moshe Rabbeinu just gave a Musa Shmuz to Klal Yisrael. When a Musa Shmuz is given, it is so rare that people actually take something Lemaisa out of it. People might say that was a Geshmaka story you said. That was a good joke in the Drosha. But to actually take something practical out of it is rare. And here Moshe Rabbeinu has actually done something that shook them up. He said to Musa Shmuz that their faces, Rachazal tell us, were turning green. They were so bothered by it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, don't worry about it. You're standing here today, you angered the Rebbeinu from before, and you still got through, you got away with it. And that sounds very strange. What is he saying afterwards? Just kidding? I give you a Musa Shmuz, just kidding. Nothing's going to happen. So what's the pshat that Moshe tells them afterwards? Calms them down and told them, Atem nitzav mayom kulchem. The pshat is that when you give musa to somebody, you have to be very careful. You can give somebody such musa, he is so shaken up from it, he can't go on anymore. He's miyayish. He gives up hope. So Moshe saw is getting to level, their faces were turning green. They were just going to say, forget about it. It's not shaykh by me. So Moshe had to now give them chizuk. And this is the aside I found a few times, different divrei Torah in this week's parasha. This inyan of we can never be miyayish. We have to hold on. And it's so important at this time of year, we're holding Rosh Hashanah. And a person can think, well, I have to change. What I have to improve is so vast. How can I ever do it? And the yisoid is don't be miyayish. Atem netzavim hayom kulchem. We see, for instance, it says in this week's parasha, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Gimel, V'shav Hashem Elokech Shvuch Rechamecho, if you are spread out, scattered to the ends of Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch will gather you in. It should say, if you're scattered to the ends of the earth, what does it mean, the ends of Shemayim? What it means is, if you're Biktzei HaShemayim, you're Ruchnius, it's mamish the end of your Ruchnius, there's nothing left almost, you're the end. Nevertheless, Hashem will gather you in. You can still come back as long as there's something there, a spark there, that spark can be lit up, and you can come and do tshuva still. We see, as the Purana says, in Parashas Vayelech, the Pasuk says, that a person says, all these Torahs happened to me, Al ki ein elakai bekirbi, because HaKadosh Baruch is not within me, Motzuni haroa sa'ele, I found these troubles. The Purana says there, Bishvil shesilik shchinosim yisachenu, Hare elu lanu. These happened to us because the Shekhinah went away. Or b'chosh from there, when somebody thinks that the Shekhinah has gone away, that is the worst chet of all. To think the Rabbeinu Shlom has left you. Lo yifnu l'spal, the guy won't bother davening again. For lo yilosh b'tshuva, he won't do tshuva. The Sephora is saying, why does the next pasuk say, Onoichi has tirast upon I, that I'm going to hide my face from you? What did he do wrong? He's doing tshuva, it sounds like. He's saying, you know why I got these Torahs? Hashem wasn't with me. You went too far. Hashem is not with you. Chas v'shalom, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with you. If saying that is going to be an excuse to do more averus. You've got to be mechazik yourself and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. There's an incredible word from Rav Shach, he says, on this pasuk also. Watch carefully the pasuk, because it's beautiful meduyik. The pasuk says, V'chora api, this is Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin. V'chora api v'yibayoy mahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get angry that day. V'zavtim, v'starit yiponamayhem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get angry with them, he'll leave them, he'll hide his face from them. V'yolechol o'matzu rois rabois v'tzorois. They will find, watch what they'll find. Rois rabois, great evil, v'tzorois. Two things, rois rabois and tzorois. V'oma b'yom he'll say, al ki ein elakai b'kirbi, Hashem is not within me. Motzuni I found, what should it say, what did I find? The two things, rois and tzorois. The pasuk ends off, motzuni I found, rois ha'elem. I found this evil, not the tzoros. What happened to the tzoros? Rav Shach explained that the biggest tzora is a person has rois, evil things happening, bad things happening to him. And he looks around and he says, oi, what's going to be? He doesn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. He doesn't know what's going to be. And of course, if you do see a light at the end of the tunnel, you've got to pray it's not a train coming the other direction. But a person doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, he starts giving up hope. His miyash, what's going to be? And that makes the roi not just into rois, into bad, it's tzori. A tzori means it's narrow. He doesn't know where it's going to turn. He can't see an end to it. But when he recognizes, you know why this is? Because I forgot there's a Rabbeinu Shlom. When you start recognizing, ki ein elokai b'kirbi, it's only because I didn't have Hashem with me. But when a person recognizes that Hashem is there with him, that already gives him hope now. Hashem put it in the tzara. Hashem can take him out of the tzara. That gives him chizuk. And then the tzar has gone away. He says, Matsuni, I found haroi sa'ele. There's only the bad. The bad HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of. But he has chizuk now. The tzara is gone. He realizes that Hashem is there with him. Similarly, we see this yesoid in Parshas Netzavim. The pasuk says, a very strange pasuk. People don't chap. So shver this pasuk. Perek lamed pasuk aleph. V'ahoya ki yovoy avoyu alecha kol hadvorim o'ele. When all these things befall you, habrocha v'aklola, the blessing and the curse. The blessing befalls you, the curse befalls you. So what happens? V'ashevoy selovecha. And the next pasuk says, v'shafta adashem alekecha, you'll come and do tshuva. We understand the pasuk says, a curse befalls you, brings a person to do tshuva. A blessing happens to you, that brings you to tshuva. It should say, v'hoyu ki v'yolecha kalaklolis eile, v'shavta d'shem elekecha. You see, very often, people have tzoros. I've seen, Rahman al-Islam, people with tzoros, and all of a sudden, the Shemona Esrei get so much longer. They change. They start being much more elecha yidin. And here it says, when all the klolis happen to you, and the brachas. I don't see people getting brachas and because of that start doing tshuva. What's pshat in the pasuk? So the Sifsei Koyen writes the Sefer. Sifsei Koyen is not the Shach, it was before the Shach. He says pshat is that when Yidden go into Golas, they can be miyayish. They can think Hashem has left them. So Hashem gives them dafka brachas in the Golas. They see HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about them. Like we see, it says, Baruch atah bo'er, Baruch atah basodeh. It's different, that bracha, to all the other brachas. It says, Baruch pre-vitnecho. It blesses, pre-vitnecho, the fruit of your womb, not loom, womb. That vitnecho, your womb, Baruch tancho, your basket, stresses your. By the ear, it doesn't say, Baruch atah be'erucha, in your city. Because we're not talking about be'erucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you, be'er. Any city. A city that's in Golas too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us bracha. Out. Why does he give a bracha to somebody? Why does he give a bracha to somebody who is in Golas? You're getting a klala now, you're in Golas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you, yes, you're in Golas, but I'm with you. I'm giving you a bracha even in galus. And this way it makes a person realize the Rebbeinu Shlomo is with him. This can bring him to do a complete tshuva. This can help him, mechazik him, not to be biyayish, not to give up hope at all. I'll get back to this pasuk, another two pshatim in this pasuk. But before we do, just tell you a beautiful story that brings out this point. There was a person who went through the Holocaust. They lost their family, lost their panasa, lost everything. Very broken. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and they basically gave up with life. Gave up with Yiddishkeit, gave up with life. Just had it. And this friend of his came over to him and he said, "You've got to start again. You can start life again." And he said, "No, I can't. Life's over for me." He says, "Okay, I want you to go to the Chazon Ish." And he refused to go to the Chazon Ish. He refused to go to the Chazon Ish. He said, "Okay, I'm not interested." The person slapped him to the Chazon Ish. He came to the Chazon Ish and he told the Chazon Ish, "He's just not interested." Chazon Ish said to him, "You're not interested? You gave up? You gave up? Let me tell you a story." There was a lady who and her husband had a business, textiles. They used to sell materials. Once a year, she understood the materials well. She would go to the fair and she would buy materials over 2 weeks for the whole year's supply. And during the year, the husband would run the business and sell it. So she comes to this fair, and on the second day there, she realizes that she's lost the money. She was carrying the money with her. She'd lost all the money. She was crying uncontrollably. What's she going to do with it? The whole year's panos is dependent. Somebody told her there was a yid there who found money. It must be her money. She goes running to him to get her money back. And he says, "Yeah, makes sense. It could be your money. But I'm sorry to disappoint you. There's halacha that says, if there's roiv akum, most people are going, it means you're miyayish, you give up hope. If you give up hope, it belongs to me. So it's my money now. Koltov." So she doesn't understand what he's talking about. All this very nice. "It's my money, I want it back." So she runs to Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector. Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector calls in the man and he says, "I'm entitled to keep the money. It's mostly goyim there. She gave up hope, the money's mine." He says, "No, you've got to give her back the money." He says, "Why?" He says, "Because this money didn't belong to her. It was her husband's money. The husband didn't give up hope. She gave up hope. Who is she to give up hope? She's just a shliach for her husband. Therefore, her giving up hope doesn't count. You've got to give the money back." Rav Chazon Ish turned to this man and said, "You're giving up hope about life? Who are you to give up hope? It's your life. Your neshama is a chelek of the kamei mayel. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave you a guf, gave you a neshama. You're here as a shliach for the Rebbeinu Shlom. You haven't got right to give up. You've got to keep going." Which you can add to that story. Achas sha'alti me'is Hashem, we say now every day. And if you look in Tosfos and Daf Yud Ches and Menachos, it says the word achas can refer to the neshama. It's referred to as achas. No. Achas sha'alti me'is Hashem. The achas, the neshama, sha'alti, I borrowed me'is Hashem. It's not your neshama, it's borrowed. If it's not yours, it's borrowed. You haven't got the right to give up. And this is the lesson. Moshe is telling them, "Atem netzovma yom kulchem. You're turning green? You're giving up because you're worried about klolis? Don't worry. Don't be miyayish at all." As I told somebody this week, Ami, Yush giving up hope. Shaloi midas. That's without seichel. That's without knowledge. A yid never gives up hope. Going back to that posuk, what does it mean? V'hoyu ki ovoyu elecha. It'll come on you, the brocha and the klola. You get klola. You start doing tshuva. V'shavta ad Hashem elekecha. Bracha doesn't make a person do tshuva. So we said one mahalach is to give you chizik. The Dubna Magid says a different pshat. The Dubna Magid says, what's the pshat that the bracha brings to tshuva? He says, because sometimes a person gets klala. And this you see as well in the world. Somebody has tzara after tzara. And they say, "Wow, it's my unlucky day. It's my unlucky year. Everything seems to be going wrong." And they look, "Yeah, but what can you expect? The economy's bad now. And Nebuch, they caught flu from this one. And Nebuch, this happened." And they see klolis and klolis, and they don't realize that the klola, there's a purpose to this klola. This klola is a mess from Ribbono Shel Olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show them it's not mikra, it's not chance these things are happening. This is a message from Ribbono Shel Olam. So he gives bracha in the middle. That bracha doesn't make sense in the middle. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave a bracha in the middle a little bit. So you see, there's a Rebbeinu Shalom running the world. It shows you that the klala is a klala from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The bracha is teaching you that. So it's when you get klala alone, you might not do tshuva. When you get bracha and klala at the same time, then a person recognizes it's from Borei Olam and comes to do tshuva. Another pshat, this is the scariest pshat of all, is from the Baal HaKedah. And he says pshat is that there's a klala that brings tshuva, to bring to tshuva. You know which klala really brings to tshuva? The one that brings the most to tshuva? It's a klala that comes after bracha. You've got somebody who's a regular person, and the Rebbeinu Shalom sees this person is not behaved the way he does. So Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes doesn't just bring a klala. What he does is, he builds that person up and gives him unbelievable brachas. And the person is riding high. Everything is unbelievably perfect in his life. And then, boom, all of a sudden, everything crashes. The market crashes, and everything in his life goes wrong. Everything goes wrong. Whether it's panosa, whether it's health, he sees everything. Problems in the mishpacha. It's when things are going well, and then you get a klala. There's nothing that causes a person to tshuva more to recognize, I better start changing my ways. So the bracha is a chelik of the klala. It wasn't a bracha to make life good for you. It's to make the klala into a much worse klala. Because we shouldn't end on that note. Let's just end off that these few days are the last few days of Tavshin Ayin Aleph. The last few days is an opportunity to do tshuva before that day of judgment. At the end of Ne'ilah we say, Psach lonu shar, open up the gates. Be'es ne'ilas shar, as the gates are about to close. Kipono yoim, the day is almost gone. And that is something we should feel now. Tavshin Aleph is almost gone. And we should feel there's an opportunity we have those last few days to chaparai now. There was somebody who was in the concentration camps. It was liberation. The GIs opened the gates and everybody left the camps. There was a few people who were friends together were leaving. But one of them sat down. He wasn't leaving. His friends are going ahead. And they said, aren't you coming? We're going out now. Come, we're free. And he said to them, I need a few minutes now. And he said what he was thinking at that moment. He said, when I was in the camp, I had no job. I had no family. I had no tiridus. I had nothing to bother me to think about. It was just whatever I had to do, I had to do. But there was nothing on my head to think about at all. There's only one thing I had to think about all day, and that was my connection with Borei Olam. My connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now when I leave, Mit Hashem, I'll blend back into society again. I'll Mit Hashem get married again. I'll have a family and children. I'll have a parnosa. I'll be doing different things in my life. I'll be busy. I'll have daigas. I'll have carpools. I'll have things I'm doing. It'll never be the same, my connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom once I leave. I wanted to savor it for a few more minutes. I wanted to hold on to that inspiration. And what he said is, what he was saying there is, Psach lonu shar, be'is ni'ila shar. Here is the gates are about to close. His gates that were closing were really gates that were opening. But those gates of the concentration camp are going to close behind him now. And he's going to lose certain things that he had over there. Like I say, it's the end of the year. We have an opportunity before those gates close to do some tshuva. You're going to be home this weekend to do a little bit extra in Kibbutz Ovaim. In the next few days in your shiurim, to try a little harder, to list a little better, focus a little more, a little more derech eretz. All these things we can improve. It is so valuable to start doing these things, not on Yom HaDin or Rosh Hashanah to think, Rebbeinu Shalom, save me, help me, I'm going to change myself. Now is the time to do it. And Mitz Hashem then will be zeicher to Tavshin Ayin Beis, to Hei Shana Shibi Ashana, in Bracha, full of Bracha. Shabbos.